think I'm turned on. Am I on for you guys? And it's, I know the room is kind of small enough that my voice is a booming voice, but this is also for recording purposes so that you can listen to the sermon on via the website. We're also going to try to eventually get it on Facebook too, but on the website it'll be there. And Carl is so graciously working on that and doing that, all that technical side of things. So that's awesome. And I don't know where to put this, and I'm going to put that right here, and it's off. So I just, as you're seeing, we're International Church of the Four Square Gospel is very mission oriented. And if any of you know anything about it, obviously this is a Four Square church. And Amy Semple McPherson's heart, actually on the cornerstone of Angelus Temple in Southern California, is written dedicated to interdenominational worldwide evangelism. She really wanted people to know the Lord and then to grow in Him and then be that light and that missionary reaching others, as we all have our sphere realm of influence that we can reach. And that was her heart. Her motto was being, you know, in essentials, unity. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In non-essentials, liberty, whether you have one cup or multi-cup for the Lord's Supper. We have Paul's uncles that split on going to a church because of one cup or multi-cup issue. And then, so she wanted that, you know, hey, liberty on that. Worship the one true God. And Jesus is the way and the truth. But how you do that, liberty? But in all things, charity. God's love in us and through us. Because if we don't receive His love, then we are not able to give His love to others. So in that, not only is Pathway of Hope to be a light here, but a light around the world. And one thing that's awesome is part of the offerings and that we give, the tithes and offerings, that are not designated to a certain specific thing, just the general, that 10% of that, then we tithe, and 10% of our tithe from our tithes and offerings goes to spread the gospel around the world. And it helps missionaries around the world. So that's really awesome. As you see, to our heart now, one thing that when I was reading about, when I was studying to be a pastor with the Four Square denomination, obviously, then finding out more about Amy Semple McPherson, I loved it that her heart was to help those in need, even right locally. And Angelus Temple had an awesome commissary. And I thought, okay, Lord, we don't have the facilities for an awesome commissary, but I want to help others. In fact, Angelus Temple was better than the government programs in helping people. And she would ask people, they had 32 services a week, 32, 31 services a week at Angelus Temple. And she would ask people at those services to bring one non-perishable food item. They also had a commissary filled with clothing and household items. And so also, I just want you to know that here, too, there's some clothing in here. Socks are really needed, apparently, and also diapers. There a lot of places like Gospel Rescue Mission, et cetera, they're having a hard time. They used to be able to get some diapers donated and stuff. They're having a very difficult time. So diapers are also a good thing to have. And so besides non-perishable food items. So if you can, please bring one non-perishable food item and maybe get a case on sale and then bring one a week. That is my heart, because we can reach now with Catalina Food Bank that is right here. Yes, it is not a Christian-based, but just because it isn't Christian-based doesn't mean that we aren't going to go out and help those. I do love supporting, though, Christian-based organizations. So there's a lot of different ones that I know about here that you can get involved with. And so please, if there's something that we aren't doing in our church or you want to get even more involved, please find some way that you can use the gifts and talents that God's given you to be able to reach out with His love here in this community. And then maybe He's going to ask you to pray for missionaries, certain missionaries, which we have for the International Church of the Four Square Gospel. We have a prayer guide for missionaries here and a prayer guide for the chaplains. So this is every day. It's broken up, and you could use this in your prayer time. So just to emphasize that, you're hearing the word prayer. And I was asking the Lord what does he want to start with? And I really believe that the Lord wanted us to start with the service on praying, prayer. So I don't know if you guys do a title thing or not, but that's what it is. Also, I really felt that the Lord, I was going to go a different way, and I felt that the Lord wanted me to read all of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I had a little argument. All of 1 Thessalonians. I had another way, and I'm going to hand that out, that I was going to kind of go, and it has different scriptures. But we are going to read all of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I just, before we do that, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I just truly thank you and praise you for your precious holy word. I thank you that it is alive and true. And Lord God, I ask and pray that right now you will feed us with your holy word, Lord God. As we read all of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I thank you and praise you, Lord God, that this is in obedience to you. And you have a purpose and a reason for us reading this. Lord, I thank you because it is your precious holy word that you will speak to us, Lord, and you will help us to hear and learn and teach us no matter how mature we are as Christians. You can still teach us and we can still have new revelation and insight. So speak to us. Help us to receive what you have for us this morning. I choose and submit to be your vessel, your instrument used for your glory, Lord God. So Lord, speak through me to each and every one of us, including myself. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I like the Amplified, but I'm also going through the New King James Version right now, which the Lord has had me going through, and then also the NIV. So this is kind of a little bit of both, the New King James Version, and you know how the Amplified kind of like, you know, as of it. So that's why it's not just solidly the New King James Version. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the return of the Lord so comes suddenly as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction, ruin, and death comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. You are not given up to the power of darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You, those who have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We do not belong to it. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch, keep alert, be on our guard, and be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. Well, sometimes in the daytime too. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to incur his wrath. He did not select us to condemn us, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, whether we are still alive or dead, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort, encourage, admonish, exhort each other, and edify, strengthen, and build up one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize, acknowledge, appreciate, and respect those who are your leaders, who labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, who warn and kindly reprove and exhort you, and to esteem them very highly in love, with appreciation for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn, admonish, and seriously advise those who are unruly, who are out of line, the disorderly, and the loafers, comfort and encourage the timid and faint-hearted. Uphold and give your support to the weak. Be patient, always keeping your temper with all. See that no one renders or repays evil for evil to anyone, but always aim to show kindness and pursue to do what is good, both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always. Be happy in your faith. Pray without ceasing. Pray perseveringly. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will which is God's will. Do not quench, suppress, or subdue the Holy Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test and prove all things until you can recognize what is good. To that which is good, hold fast. Abstain from every form of evil, shrink from it, and keep aloof from it in whatever form or whatever kind it may be. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, sound, and complete, and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming soon. Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy. And he will also do it, fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you. Oh, brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss, which like nowadays would be like a hug or a handshake, in our culture at least. I solemnly charge you, in the name of the Lord, that this epistle, this letter, be read to all brethren. The grace, the unmerited favor and blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, be with you all. Amen. So be it. When I read that part, you know, read to all, I was like, you know, obviously I went to this because of the pray part, right? You know, and I just kept getting this. I want you to read it all, Karen. I want you to read it all. And so I was like, when I got that part, I go, is that why, Lord? I didn't get an answer, but I read it all to you. And God's word is so precious and holy. I love every part of it. It is beautiful. And that's what our church is about. And our church is about to reach others in our realm of influence. Sometimes that's not easy to do even at home. So we need that power of prayer helping us, strengthening us each and every day. Pray in the Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary. I had to purchase it. We were watching the Truth Project with the Women's Bible Study. And when I found out about the Truth Project from Claire, who is the director at the Family First Pregnancy Center, I hadn't heard of it before that. And we were talking, and she goes, Karen, she was prompted by the Lord to say, Karen, do you know about this? I go, no, I didn't. So I then eventually saw even Dr. Tel Tackett at Victory Worship Center when he was speaking there through the California CAP. What does that stand for again? California? Thank you. So Center for Arizona Policy, not California. That's the state that I came from. And so, but it was like, it was so neat to hear Dr. Dale Tackett. And then in the Truth Project, he refers often to Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. We know that things have changed and definitions have changed. But to go to Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, I was like, I have to purchase it. So I got Paul's permission and I was able to purchase it. And I like the physical instead of the, you know, the computer. So I got the physical, this heavy thing. And in it, it says, pray. It says to ask with earnestness or zeal as a favor for something desirable, to entreat, to supplicate, to beseech, to implore, to petition with earnestness and submission. Mm-hmm. And then it gave some scripture references. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. Do we not need prayer power for that one? Hello. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 is another one that it uses for the verb transitive form. And that is, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That is like, that is that prayer for everybody who is not a Christian to be a Christian, to truly know that awesome redemptive power of the blood of Jesus for them. And then also to encourage those that are maybe struggling, the faint-hearted, as the chapter in 1 Thessalonians 5 was talking about, to encourage them, because some, it's just not always easy to walk that walk of this journey here on earth as a Christ follower. So pray for everybody. Pray unceasing. Pray with thanksgiving. Continuously pray. And then the noun form was like really cool when I saw that. Noah Webster's 1828 definition. It's the second definition. It says, in worship, a solemn address to the supreme being consisting of adoration or an expression of our sense of God's glorious perfection, confession of our sins, supplication for mercy and forgiveness, intercession for blessings on others, and thanksgiving, or an expression of gratitude to God for his mercies and benefits. A prayer, however, may consist of a single petition, and it may be extemporaneous, written or printed. I taught that word to Jesse last night. I go, do you know what extemporaneous means? I said, I don't, because it's like a big word. And then, so I looked up extemporaneous, and I don't use that in my everyday language, obviously. And then composed, performed, or uttered at the time the subject occurs, without previous study, unpremeditated. Many of us do extemporaneous prayer, because you'll think of somebody, and then you'll just lift it up. Something will come up and you'll just lift up that extemporaneous prayer. And I thought, Lord, thank you for that big word that I just found out about. Because I call it popcorn prayer when I'm just popping up a prayer and it's just like, you know, but I love that word, extemporaneous. I felt like, you know, oh, Noah Webster, I am, you know. It's like, if I could have done that. Wow, the dictionary. Think of the words that he knew. Incredible. We see that extemporaneous prayer and like Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, keep alert, as we were warned in 1 Thessalonians 5, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We can use that extemporaneous prayer as Romans 8:26 says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Sometimes you just know there's a need, but you don't even know how to pray. And that's when we're relying on the Holy Spirit. And it goes on to say, for example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. That's the New Living Translation. And it's like, thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. Whether it is a written out prayer, whether it is the Lord's Prayer that we can go to here in the precious Holy Word. You can turn the word of the Lord and make it into a prayer, putting your name or somebody else's name in that, claiming the power of the Word of God as you're praying that. Many have written very beautiful prayers, and there's nothing wrong with reading those prayers if it is meant by the heart in agreement to the Lord. But then, we also have those wonderful extemporaneous prayers. Referring to Luke 18, chapter 1, verse 8, many of you remember the parable of the persistent widow. She was going to a judge and she wanted justice from an adversary. Well, Jesus then is teaching his disciples this parable. We're his disciples. Once you're a Christ follower, you should be a disciple until he brings you home. because you want to continuously grow. No matter how long you've known the Lord, no matter how much you know the Word, there is so much more enlightenment and revelation He has for us. Luke 18:1 says, "Then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. They should not lose heart." Here at Pathway of Hope, we have been desiring a building, but we need to not give up hope. We need to not lose heart. Here at Pathway of Hope has gone through many transitions and challenges, and we're in a transition right now. And we need to not give up, and we need to not lose heart. Maybe some of you have a health issue or a financial problem or a wayward child or a spouse that is not maybe honoring the Lord or some difficult situation at a job or even at school. And it just continues. And you're praying and it continues and it continues. We need to remember to not lose heart and to persevere. In that, we need to start claiming some of these verses and say, "Thank you, Lord, for Romans 8:28. I know that all things will work out together for my good because I love you and I'm called according to your purpose. I thank you, Lord, that I can claim that promise. And I don't see it, but Lord, my life is yours." And just as an Ecclesiastes says, there's a season in our lives, and right now you are in a season, but there's a reason behind that season that God has allowed you to be in that season, and we need to allow Him to work His reason out. But to grumble and complain, no, but instead to thank Him and praise Him that in all things He will work this out together for our good. And I don't know if any of you love the Olympics, but I do. I absolutely love the Olympics. I love seeing that athleticism. And I took a lot of time this year to watch the Summer Olympics. And I was watching an interview of a young man named Jordan Burroughs, who was the Olympic gold medalist of the freestyle wrestling, 74 kg, whatever that means, kilograms, I guess, in the Summer Olympics of this, you know, 2012, right? He was, the man that was interviewing him said, "You know what, Jordan, you have a saying that you use a lot." And he said, "Embrace the grind." Well, I thought, wow, I like that. But how many of us don't embrace the grind of prayer? How many of us do not even take the time to really set aside time to pray? Not while you're driving, not while you're showering, to really take time to pray. You know, there are some religions out there, like the Muslims, right, that are very dedicated and very disciplined in their prayer time, very early in the morning, afternoon, evening. Can you imagine we, as Christians, with the power of the mighty God, the one true living God, with the power of the blood covering us, with the power of His name, with the power of His word that we can proclaim and claim? Do you see what we could do? But do you wonder why Christians are so weak? It's because we are not embracing the grind of prayer. We see some things happen, and it's because those who are taking Satan, who is powerful too, and has power, He is taking their prayers and honoring them and doing His evil amongst. But we have the one true living God that we can go to with the power of prayer and move those mountains, like that song, that worship song says. Because it just takes the faith of a mustard seed that grabs onto His faith. It's not our faith. It is His faith. You are sitting in a chair that you are saying, "I have the faith that this chair is going to hold me up." That faith grabs onto His faith because He sees your heart. And that's when He moves those mountains. And it'll be in His time, His way, for His glory. But we need to persevere and not give up. We need to embrace that grind. And then we can be the gold medalists. We can help others to be those gold medalists. Because actually, where are we going to reach that gold medal is on the streets of gold. That's what we need to remember. We need to embrace the grind of prayer. Because our gold medal is there. And we want everybody to reach that gold medal, of the gold medal of the streets of gold in heaven. There is a poem written by retired pastor Parks Walker from Texas. I heard him a prayer thing that was at Family Life Radio. And he said, "Lift up your heart to Jesus. Go to him in prayer. He will always answer. Just call him. He'll be there. The telephone to glory will never busy be, except with the call you're making between the Lord and thee." See, we're not thinking of Bruce Almighty like that movie. No, our God is bigger. Our God is great. And his switchboard is humongous. And he has the Holy Spirit plugging in from that plumb line, which is the blood of Jesus. And that can get into his switchboard, and it is never busy. Now, for you younger ones that don't know what a switchboard is, I've seen it in movies, so maybe you've seen it in a movie. But we can be, as God has told our church, we will be, Pathway of Hope will be and is to be a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. And in honor of that, we need to have embracing the grind of prayer. So I'm going to ask you to not think about yourself. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says, "Therefore," and this is the NASB version, "therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard for one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also look for the interests of others." So I want Paul and to pass these out. This was what I was originally going to do. As they're being passed out, there's some acronyms. I was going to go the acronym way and then do some scriptures of this one. Some of us have seen some of these acronyms, but one of the acronyms is APE. You may have heard it. Always pray every day. Well, the acronym for Pathway of Hope is POH. P-O-H. POH. So I'm going to ask you to go APE for POH. 7 by 7. I'm going to ask you to go APE for POH. 7 by 7. 7 meaning I want you to dedicate 7 minutes a day. 7 days a week. Just start there. 7 minutes a day. 7 days a week. For those of you who have kindly came to visit for my first day as senior pastor here at Pathway of Hope Service, you can then maybe apply your prayer in another way. I know many of you, though, are very awesome prayer warriors. And so, but I'm asking those for here. And if you want to pray for our church, that'd be great. But I'm asking you, the family of Pathway of Hope, to be APE for POH, 7 by 7. 7 minutes a day. 7 days a week, not while you're taking a shower, not while you're brushing your teeth, not while you're driving your car. 7 minutes set aside in, quote, the prayer closet, your room, somewhere. Even if young mothers sometimes have to close the bathroom door and you know, okay, maybe in the bathroom, but not while you're taking a shower, brushing your teeth, and you're able to just be there alone. Maybe you turn the alarm on 7 minutes earlier. Maybe you go to sleep 7 minutes later. If you're that tired, though, I recommend praying while you're standing up, because it's hard to go to sleep while you're standing. Maybe you take 7 minutes out of your lunch break, or 7 minutes out of maybe a break that you have during the day. But I'm asking you to go 8 for Poe, 7 times 7, because God will honor those prayers, and that's a start. There is not one movement that has happened that has not happened without the basis of prayer. Many of you know Finney, right? And we know that Charles Finney was the evangelist of the Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening. He was a leader and evangelist during that time, but it was backed up by prayer. It wasn't a whole lot of people that prayed, backing up that ministry. In fact, a gentleman named Daniel Nash and often a gentleman named Abel Clary would come to him to the towns that he would go to for the revival meetings. He would be there about 3 to 4 weeks before, and they would pray. Sometimes they would join with another person, but usually it was often not more than 3 people. But look at what happened in that movement. So Pathway of Hope is small right now. We don't need a whole lot. We need hearts that are pure, that want to reach out to this community with the light and the truth of God. For we are here to love, trust, and obey God as we glorify Him in helping the blind to see, to know the truth, His truth, set the captives free by being a light for Him in the community. That is Pathway of Hope. This is God's desire for us as Christians to help others. So it needs to be backed up by prayer. You can be a Charles Finney. Each one of us can be in our sphere realm of influence. We can see miraculous ways and opportunities and seize those moments of being that light to help somebody with the truth. Preaching the gospel always, but if necessary, using words. In other words, we are living, not just talking it. So we are willing, as Jesus was that example, embracing the grind of prayer. And we can be. And then, I don't know if any of you know of John Wesley. Many of you do. But John Wesley was a pastor and preaching and wasn't truly saved. Do you know who the ones that really truly helped him get to that point of true salvation was? The Moravians. He was on a ship with his brother, and he saw these Moravians who were people that were known to pray. And they were in a storm, and it was very bad. The English were all fret and frightening and screaming as the ship is being torn apart by the storm. But John Wesley noticed these Moravians who were doing all these duties kindly, not asking for any compensation whatsoever on the ship of the duties in those days without plumbing. And so they were doing that, and he saw that they were just calm. They were continuing to pray and praise God and sing. They were ready to go home when it was God's will, God's timing, God's way. He developed a relationship with them, and he learned about where their power came from. It was prayer. So may we at Pathway of Hope remember that. We need to embrace prayer. I want Paul to hand out the letter that was read by our district divisional superintendent, Foursquare Divisional Superintendent, which was written by the Foursquare Divisional District Southwest District Supervisor, all these titles that is just like, you know, whee. But it's talking about this time of transition. Change happens. Transition, though, you need that prayer support to help you, because that's an emotional thing. It's stuff that happens in us. So we need that help of the power of prayer. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we see that, and they steadfastly persevered, devoting themselves constantly to the instruction and fellowship of the apostles, to the breaking of bread, including the Lord's Supper and prayer. One thing that we are going to do here today is we are going to share in the Lord's Supper communion. This is an awesome time of honoring God and thanking Him for what He has done for us through His Son, Jesus. Many churches nowadays do not show the deep reverence of the Lord, but we really need to fear Him. We really need to have that deep reverence. Yes, He is our friend, and yes, we need to praise Him and worship Him. But one thing about some churches that show the crucifix is that they are showing that Remember what Jesus did for you. Yes, it is awesome that often we show the cross that shows the power of the resurrection, but we need not to forget what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross for each and every single person's sin here on earth. God created us out of love, and He created us with a great plan and purpose for each of our lives. And we are touching just to grasp a little bit of what His love is truly all about. But we need to remember that our sins were there nailed to the cross, and that His blood has covered that. And His blood is covering each and every person out here, and everybody that we will see, and everybody that He brings to our minds. And we want them to know the power of this blood that He shed on the cross for each one of us. And we want them to know that resurrection power in them, that cleansing power, the blood of Jesus, and that power that is resurrection power that is with them, empowered by the Holy Spirit, so they can do and move those mountains with faith of a mustard seed that is attached to His faith, who is always faithful and always trustworthy, all-powerful, all-knowing, who has compassion for us, and His understanding is unfathomable. We need to go to that, and we will right now as we do this in remembrance of what He has done for us. And that power is helping us to be empowered by His grace to go out and be that light where He has us to be. So we will be passing that out. As He passes that out, I want to read the letter that the Four Square District, Southwest District Supervisor wrote. I deeply appreciate your prayers and faithful commitment to this body during a time of transition. I urge you to love, support, and pray for Pastor Karen, as well as for the ministry of this church. I urge you to contend for unity so that the anointing of the Lord can freely flow through you. I urge you to allow God to use your giftings to further His kingdom. May the Lord fill each of you with His wisdom, and may He reveal to you His plan for your life. May many lives be eternally changed through your ministry. I look forward to all that God has in store. Serving you with joy, Kimberly Derman, Supervisor of the Southwest District. Isn't that awesome? To know that we have a God who is empowering us to be able to go out and be that light through His amazing grace. As you hold this, I would love us to sing a cappella, the Amazing Grace, just the first one. Can we do that?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
May you raise this cup up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. We now are in this time partaking of this in remembrance of your shed blood for each and every one of us. And with hearts that are truly repentant, we come before you, confessing every sin and truly sorrowful. And Lord, we truly thank you that as we partake of this in remembrance of you, we thank you and praise you that your shed blood has cleansed us of all unrighteousness and washed us whiter than snow. Thank you, Lord. Let us partake. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for the body that was broken for us. And I thank you and praise you, Lord God, that not only are we cleansed and we are now yours, your body, that by your stripes we are healed. I truly thank you for the power of your shed blood, and also for the power of by your stripes we are healed. And now we partake of this bread that was broken for each and every one of us, representing, I should say, your body that was broken for each and every one of us. We truly, truly, truly thank you. And we claim that wholeness, that healing, Lord, in the name and through the blood of Jesus Christ. We claim that. We thank you as we partake of this bread, these crackers that resemble the bread for you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we claim your healing power upon our lives right now. In Jesus' name, thank you. Let's partake. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just truly thank you and praise you, Lord God, for each and every one of us that we love you. And I thank you and praise you for the power of prayer. I pray, Lord God, that each of us will praise you. And as we praise you, we will also remember to repent. And daily doing this, not only asking, but then yielding to your Holy Spirit. And receiving what you have for us as we engage in that spiritual warfare. Lord, we truly thank you and praise you, Lord, for you love us. And thank you for that privilege, that honor of the power of prayer, that we have that we can come to the throne room of you, Lord God, because of what Jesus did for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We're going to have a closing song, and we are going to ask Pastor Janet to, I am going to ask Pastor Janet to lead us, and you're going to do that, right? In a worship song. She's going to pick a worship song, and then while we do that, we're going to have prayer altar ministry time. So if you have a specific prayer need that you want somebody else, a Christian who loves the Lord, who believes in that, and a prayer warrior, we're going to have Dick Mosier and Chris Barenfein over here, and they are going to be able to pray with you. If you want anointing of oil, we have that too. So it is a special time to go for any specific prayer. You can go up there just if you want some. And I would like you to take your hands out and to receive the blessing of the Lord upon you. If you cannot raise your hands, go like this. May the Lord bless you, watch over you, guard you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each and every one of you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, his peace that surpasses all understanding, to guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Be blessed this week. Thank you so much for coming.